Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael Yo, Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for our weekly wine review. So this week, I wanted to at least have something red and something a little heavy on the acidic side. And without just going straight to a Sangiovese, Chianti, or Tempranillo, I pulled out something from my West Coast blend. So what I pulled out was a 2017 Sin Fronteras El Mechon, Mechon, which is the wisp. But the Sin Fronteras is without borders or without frontiers or fronts or something in that matter. But it's a Tempranillo Cabernet Sauvignon blend. So I figured that would be something a little on the side that will go really well with a spicy beef and heavy on the acidic side, thanks to the Tempranillo, but very on the oaky side as well. So this one's a little different. It's from the Sin Fronteras producers, but it doesn't give you a winery. Why? Because these are one of these naked wine subscriptions. So I was able to get it from that. Now, I'm coming to see that sometimes these price points are pretty fictitious. So they have it listed as a $24.99, and then they say, but we're going to give you a break. We're going to get 50% off, and it's $12 off, and which makes it $12 to perhaps $10, depends on, you know, what kind of sale you get. But I think, and because I drunk half the bottle already, I actually think this is a $12 wine. It's not a $24 wine. So the Sin Fronteras has a couple of wines. They got a straight Cabernet. They have a Chardonnay and a couple of other ones. But, you know, I saw something as a blend because I wanted to see what it looks like. You know, what would it taste like? Will I really get what I wanted? And usually when I test something with high acidity, I always try to do it with some kind of heavy on tomato sauce. So, and I always use natural tomato sauce. I don't use any ragu, you know, that shit on a commercial, sorry. But I don't do that. I normally get some fresh tomato sauce that's freshly made. So you get some really heavy acidic straight from the tomatoes, and it's some spice too. So I really wanted to get that spice. I wanted to get some acidity and just a pop of flavor. Not much flavor, because, you know, when you have something really, really spicy, that fruitiness is dissipated and goes down. But anyway, let's jump into this wine. So this Tempranillo blend, I had some expectation that will go well with the spaghetti that I have with the sauce, with the meat sauce. So the notes on there is kind of different too. They try to get you to think that it's really elegant balance and really fruity and oaky. It is oaky though, so don't get it twisted. It is on the oaky side. So if you like that and the high acidity and a little tannic, because I think from the Cabernet Sauvignon, you getting some of the tannins on the back end that really balances it off. So let me get a whiff of it. So let me let you know that. Okay. Almost on the heavy blackberry, almost plum, you know what I mean? You're probably getting a little of that plum, but it's really like dark berry smell on that. It's coming out slightly on the woodsy side, you know what I mean? But I know what I tasted, but You know, I wanted to get a little more of the smell and the aroma that's jumping out. So that's what I'm kind of getting right now. And I wanted to get a good whiff out of this. So, you know, you twirl. So another recommendation they said is it's okay to drink right now, but between 3 and 4, that's the maturity level and you should be okay with that. But let's get a taste and I can tell you about the flavors that's jumping out of that. So like I said, really good on the tannins. It sits lightly on there, so medium to not quite heavy, but medium body. Well, not quite medium. It's jumping a little bit there. But you taste the acidity, which is fantastic with the spaghetti that I had. With the tannins is really what I'm getting. The slightly berry flavors on the back end too. I mean, it's not a big time fruit forward on this, but it's good enough. It's pretty good. It's a nice compliment. But if you really want to sit and have a drink without a lot of fruity flavors, this ain't bad. This one is not something that you can dismiss and say, nah, I'm not gonna really do this. It's okay. And it's a 2017 Tempranillo Cabernet Sauvignon blend from California. Once again, they didn't give you any vineyard information, but not bad at all. Something that is a $10, $12 wine. So, you know, we've been jumping on a lot of those price points right there. And I'm going to jump into a little more of the expensive ones. But I've been trying to hold on to those because then I really don't spend $30 and $50 on wine that often. But I like to hold them as long as I can. But I don't want them to die. You know what I mean? You have them sitting too long and then you're drinking vinegar. But these I'm getting through because I had an abundance of different ones, especially when I go out and get something that's on sale or whatever. But not bad. Not bad. It's the Sinfinteras El Mechon, The Wisp, and Beyond Borders or Without Borders. You know, red wine blend. So check it out when you get an opportunity. Nice compliment, and you can have that on a lot of meaty lamb would be good too. I'm getting that kind of texture taste, and the oak is out there too. So you do taste the oaky taste that goes with it. So I appreciate you stopping by Urban Wine Life. Get us on Bougie Black Brother on a lot of the podcast download, or Urban Wine Life on the downloads as well. And go to urbanwinelife.com because it's sitting by itself. So if it's sitting by itself, get an opportunity and download those. And then you can get them on Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube. So check it out on there as well. Well, thank you very much. And we'll see you next Friday on Urban Wine Life.